Is Steph here, Steph Jacobson? Yeah. Yes, come on up. You signed up, right? I'm sorry, I could have just looked. Steph, come on up.
I didn't know if I was doing it or not, so.
Do you want to?
Oh yeah, I'll do it.
All right.
It's not fully planned, so I'm winging it. So I tried writing this at work yesterday. It didn't work out because it was really busy. All I got done was I went on Wikipedia and searched potpourri. I clearly know what it is, but I wanted to find some like hidden gem about it, like most things, because I like to find some weird story or fact about anything, really. So what I did find out is what you may know. Potpourri is a dried, naturally fragrant plant material. Several of which are toxic and used as moth repellent. And it also refers to any collection of miscellaneous or diverse items, which explains today. But I also learned that the word pot is the same literally in French as it is in Spanish and English. So you all are now full of knowledge. But then I was like, well, I don't know if I... I know, your minds are blown. And potpourri in French is... potpourri in French is rotten. So rotten pot is potpourri. bad weed. And then I was like, well, I don't know if I want to tell a story about that. So... so I changed my mind. And then I was, and today, like, something crazy happened. It's like, well, maybe I'll talk about that. And I was like, no, that's, I don't want to do that. And then it occurred to me, I am incredibly indecisive. to the point where I'm pretty sure every waiter or waitress hates me. Because I'm like, can you give me 5 more minutes, please? I just need 5 more minutes. Give me water. And every bartender hates me because I ask them what every single beer is and then don't know what I want. And that's a lifestyle choice, I think. every time I go to a restaurant or if it's a date, I'll be like, well, what do you want to do? We'll do that because it'll take me a week to decide if I want to go to a specific restaurant or whatever. I've also moved around a lot because I can never decide if I like a place that I live in. You know, it's nice, it's great, it's a great location, but there are roaches. true story. Also, it's just a realization that I've had while sitting on the couch over there, actually. Because like I said, I did not plan this. All I planned was a scratched piece of paper from work. It also says dad coffee grinder, so I hope my dad isn't listening because I'm getting him a coffee grinder for Christmas.
this goes out in January, so you're...
Oh, we're good then. He'll have it by then. Thanks to my mom for that, for texting me what he wants. Shout out. Peace.
This would be so much more interesting if everybody's parents listened to these shows, right? Like, I think that should just be mandatory. You email these links to your parents, and then you read their responses at the next show.